When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with me, myself, and I. So we're doing a solo, baby. I want to talk all about the holidays and going into a fun but kind of scary and sometimes lonely time, and most of all, stressful time. And honestly, it's been giving me anxiety with it approaching, and that's why I wanted to do this episode, because I've been trying to not think about it, and I'm like, I think I just need to get my thoughts out, and I'm sure if I'm feeling this way, some of you guys can relate. So I wanted to chit chat about it. I'm first going to talk about my experience with dealing with the holidays and kind of how to not be lonely being in your 20s. I have divorced parents. It's always a interesting time this time of year because it's supposed to be rainbows and butterflies, and sometimes it's not. So I just want to touch on that for a little bit. And then at the end of the episode, we are going to wrap it up with a Q&A. So if you want to listen to that, you can fast forward. Feel free. Or if you want to listen to the whole thing, now you know what to expect. So if you don't know, I'm 26 years old. I am from Bloomington, Indiana. So every year for the holidays, I go back to my hometown. And about, I'm like, what is it now? Maybe 4 years ago in my adult life, my parents decided to get divorced. It sucks balls. I'm not even going to lie. The other day, one of my friends, my family friends, she was talking about her parents who are getting divorced. And she was like, isn't it for the best though? Like, isn't it like, don't you feel better now? And I'm like, no. Like, I see why my parents, I guess, are better separately now. Like, I can see that from an outsider's view. But for me, selfishly, no, I don't like it. It's super inconvenient. It's still really weird. It's awkward. I feel like I'm always sort of hurting someone's feelings unintentionally because my brother and I are adults. There isn't like a specific amount of time I'm supposed to spend with each parent. Like, it's completely up to us, which is awesome, but it also makes me feel guilty or bad sometimes when I'm just unintentionally spending more time with one over the other just because of plans or convenience or just schedules. Like, it really is random, and it's just hard. It's fucking hard. And I feel like way more people deal with this than we think. And I empathize with you guys. So I just want to chit chat a little bit about that and how to approach the holiday season and how to actually not be lonely this year. Because again, I'm 26, going home for the holidays. I'm single. And not only that, but my parents are divorced and it's just a tough time. It really is. It stresses me out. I think because like, I don't like thinking about it. I grew up in this, you know, I always call it like we were the Joneses type family where it just felt picture perfect in a way. Like we would all open up presents together. We had a Christmas Eve party. All the grandparents would come in town and now it's like war. No, I'm kidding. It's not actual war, but it's just awkward and it's weird and people get offended easily. And I just want everyone to be happy, including myself. So this year, my approach with going into the holiday season is I'm going to do what's best for me and have a game plan and stick to that instead of hoping things will change or putting kind of the ball in everyone else's court. I feel like I'm taking control this year and doing what I want and getting ahead of the game versus kind of going with the flow and letting my parents decide, because the reality is they're kind of, I feel like, letting my brother and I lead, and it's just not fun. It is very stressful. It like makes me emotional even thinking about it because I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the holidays. Even with like gift giving and spending money and who has the most lit plans, like things like that, I think it's just really stressful. Don't even get me started on New Year's. I think New Year's is the most overrated holiday of all time. The only thing I love about New Year's is like the fresh start aspect, like the things that come after the actual New Year's Eve holiday. Like the price things cost for New Year's, like I'm sorry, I feel like I sound like the Grinch, but it's just so insane. And it's one of those things, if you don't have a plan, it's like extremely stressful. But even if you do have a plan, it's stressful because it's so expensive. So it's like, it's not, there's no win-win. But you know what? I'm manifesting the most lit holiday season. Why do I keep saying lit? Like I'm cringing at myself. Maybe it's because the lights. I am manifesting the most wholesome, awesome, relaxing, stress-free holiday season for you guys and for myself, because this year's going to be lit, okay? And we're going to have a great time putting ourselves first and making a game plan. So honestly, you guys, I think my game plan, it's a little intense. I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to stick to this, but if it doesn't happen during the holidays, it's happening right after January 1st. And that for me is doing 75 hard. If you've been following me within the last year, you know how obsessed I am with a challenge, with a workout mental toughness challenge, specifically 75 hard. And I unfortunately didn't get to finish it fully last year because I got strep throat twice in the middle of it. And even though I like technically finished it out, it kind of turned into 75 medium. And I went to a Taylor Swift concert and I drank. And it's just like, I like to stick through the whole thing. Like my goal would be to actually do the entire challenge. So instead of waiting till January 1, I've been thinking I might start it like December 1st. So that way I'm just on my bullshit when I'm home for the holidays and I'm making myself better while I'm at home instead of like sulking in my sorrows, being a vegetable, like rotting. Like, and here's the thing. When you go home for the holidays, that's essentially what they're for, is like relaxing, spending time with family. But if you have stress about doing that, I don't want to deal with that. Like, I don't want to be stressed. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be emotional or I don't know, like mad about my situation. Like, I'm sick and tired of not dealing with the cards I've been dealt, just like getting mad about it. Like these are the cards that life has dealt me and I am choosing to take control this year. So for me, that I'm pretty sure is going to be 75 hard. But if you don't want to do something crazy like 75 hard, I encourage you to do another type of challenge. So this can be a workout challenge. This can be a creativity challenge. Like it would actually be sick to do a 75 hard, but like in a creative landscape. Like I'm kind of picturing like you have to do something creative for an hour every day, or you have to do two creative things for 45 minutes every day. You know, if you're trying to start another business outside of your typical 9-to-5, I think that would be a really fun challenge. And let's say the creative things can be anything you want. Like it could be scrapbooking, it could be coloring, it could be writing. It could be filming. If you have a strong desire to do something else other than your current 9-to-5, I think that structure of the 75 hard would be a great thing to do, but supplement it for the topic you're trying to get better at. So let's say it's 75 hard creative edition. It's 30 days hard creative edition, some type of challenge, and you can start at the beginning of December. I will say December is always fun because that is Vlogmas season, which, if you don't know what Vlogmas is, it's like a 25 day challenge, the 25 days of Christmas, where YouTubers will vlog every day and post every day. And I think this year, instead of doing it on YouTube, I'm thinking about doing it on TikTok just because that sounds a lot more exciting to me. I want the quality of my videos to remain the same. And I don't know, something about Vlogmas and having to vlog, like me being essentially depressed at home and like trying to act like I'm like okay with the situation that I'm in for the holidays, like it's sad and depressing, and I hate that I have to vlog it. And then I feel like I don't want to get back on track immediately when it hits January. And this year, I really want to be back on track when it hits January, because I love the better yourself, motivational, new year, new me content. Like, I am a sucker. I'm a little slut for that. And I'm taking matters into my own hands this year and am going to challenge myself to stick to a game plan. So I think for me, that will be 75 hard. I'm not entirely 100% sure yet, but that's what I'm marinating on. I've been wanting to do it again, and I think it'll be fun to get ahead of the game. And it will be a challenge because I will be home and it will be cold. So it'll be really hard to get the outdoor workout, but I believe in myself. And I also do want to disclaim, like, I realize my life and my situation with my parents being divorced, like, it's extremely privileged. Like, I live an extremely privileged life, and my situation could be 10 times worse, 20 times worse. So I realize that when I'm, you know, sitting here telling you about, you know, what I'm upset about or complaining, like, I hope it doesn't come off that way, like being insensitive, because I realize people have it a lot harder than I do. And I'm just lucky that my two parents are healthy and are alive, and I have a good relationship with them. Like, that's all the time. I'm like grateful for that. This whole situation with the divorce and just like other family kind of traumatic things that have happened to me, like, I realize that I have it good. And there's a lot bigger problems in the world to worry about, but it doesn't undermine my feelings. And I am allowed to be upset with my situation or lonely. I'm allowed to feel lonely. And I'm only saying this because I want you guys to know that your feelings are valid as well. Whatever your situation is, whether it's your parents being divorced or you don't have a good relationship with your sibling, or, you know, you have beef with your extended family, or maybe you're an only child, like, it's totally okay and normal to feel lonely during the holidays. Just so you know, anytime that I've posted, like, with my family during the holidays, like, posted a cute little photo of us in like something matching, a matching sweatsuit or pajamas or whatever the situation is, like, just so you know, there's some shit going down as well. Like, just because I'm having fun or it looks grand and jolly in that photo, it doesn't mean that everyone doesn't have their shit. Like, when, trust me when I tell you, the amount of people that I know in my life who are posting, you know, the most glamorous meals and Christmas card photos, like, trust me when I say that they have their shit as well. And it's just a stressful time. It's everyone's comparing each other, especially I remember when you were like kids, even with the gifts and the gift giving. And now, like, I'm entering this new phase of life where it's like parents are like trying to outdo each other about their plans and where they're going for vacation. And this year, instead of being sad about my situation or about feeling lonely, I'm going to try and embrace my alone time and challenge myself and get better every day this holiday season, because I know I'm not going to feel shitty after I, you know, do a workout every day or after I take care of myself or do a face mask or practice self-care. Like, I'm never regretting taking care of myself and putting myself first. So that is my game plan when it comes to approaching the holidays. And I just want you to know that if you're feeling lonely, I am probably feeling the same. And that's totally fine. Like, it's cuffing season right now. It's hard. Like, I'm even going to a wedding. I have two more weddings this year, and it just sucks. Like, I have a plus one to both of them, and I wish that I was bringing a hot guy. Like, I wish I was bringing a boyfriend. And, like, and a lot of my friends have fiancés or boyfriends or husbands or whatever, or girlfriends. And I don't know, as you get older, it just sucks when you just want to bring, like, a life partner, a significant other to things. Like, even I have this awesome opportunity to go to the Rams game on Sunday. And it's like, yes, there's a plethora of friends I could bring. But I'm like, gosh, I just wish I could bring my crush. Like, this would be such a fun opportunity to, like, bring a hot, athletic, tall guy to. Like, this is the perfect thing to bring him to. Because I know, like, most of my girlfriends don't give a shit about football, which is totally fine. Like, I fucking love them.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. I just want you to know that, like, being lonely is a normal feeling. And I guess instead of being mad about it this year, I'm trying to enjoy it, because I was thinking about this year, especially when I was like a little sad about the situation of me going to this wedding alone. I was like, you know what? Perspective is everything, because one day I am going to have a husband and children and a dog and like so many things that I'm going to have to put first before myself. And I'm not even going to have time to do the things I probably want to do for myself. Like, one day I'm going to be scrambling, doing everything I can for my kids and my husband and the dogs and my extended family and making everyone happy and trying to see my in-laws and whatever the case is. Like, I know one day I'm going to be so busy with all of that. And how awesome is it that now I don't have to worry about anyone, any significant other, any in-laws, any children? Like, I can just worry about me and spend good old quality time with my family, my immediate family. And there probably won't be that many more holiday seasons where I get to do that and get to spend the entire holiday season with my immediate family, because I know one day I'm probably going to have to go to my significant other's immediate family's hometown and do that thing and split time and see my parents less and less. And like, we're only losing time here, kind of thing. So once I think about the perspective of things It's not that deep. It's not that big of a deal. I think another thing I really want to do this holiday season is I've never seen Harry Potter. So that's another thing that's going to be on my bucket list. I feel like this summer I made a summer bucket list and I basically checked everything off on it. So instead of getting seasonal depression during the winter time this year, I am going to approach it with the same excitement that I normally have towards the summer and make a little winter bucket list. And on there are going to be things like 75 hard, watching the whole Harry Potter series. Don't make fun of me because I haven't seen it. Like, it's not my fault. My parents didn't put on Harry Potter. Like, I didn't know any better. My brother's never seen it either. Maybe I'll make him watch it with me. Let me know, by the way, comment down below if there's any series or movies you think I should watch during this time, because I'm going to make a little bucket list of things to do in the winter time. I also do want to scrapbook. I want to spend quality time with my parents. Like, I want to do like a shopping day with my mom. I want to do like a fun golfing, like pickleball day with my dad. I want to spend time with family friends and my grandparents and people that I don't typically get to see, because obviously I live on the West Coast and all my family lives in like the Midwest and Canada. So my goal is to go through this holiday season with a different lens and make it fun. You know, we have the ability to make things fun. The amount of times I've walked into a shitty ass bar where there's shitty music playing and there's shitty drinks, and I've just made it fun. Like, there weren't any hot guys. There wasn't any family members. Like, I just went in there with one other friend and we made it a blast. Like, that is my mentality with this holiday season, because why not do that when you have the option? Like, you can either decide to be sad and be depressed and get the seasonal depression and like feel bad for yourself, or you can decide to be like, you know what, I'm taking this by the reins and I'm going to make it fun. Like, you literally have that option. So I'm choosing that option this year. And I'm excited about telling you guys this, because now y'all are going to hold me accountable. And maybe I'm not exactly sure about this yet, but once I start the challenge, I'll let you guys know, because if you want to, you can join the little 75 hard challenge with me, because I think that would be fun if we did it all together. I think one of the main things you can do if you are stressed or anxious about the holiday season approaching, I encourage you to set 10 to 30 minutes aside for you to get out your journal and just practice some gratitude. And it like sounds corny as hell, but like, trust me, this shit works. Like, just get out your journal and write down 10 to 20 to 50 things. Like, there's no limit here, but write down things you're grateful for, and it'll really put into perspective, like, damn, there's way bigger things in the world I could be worrying about. And I really am so blessed with the life that I have and with the situation I'm in. And I'm just so grateful that everyone is happy and healthy. I feel like my mom. When I used to ask her when I was a little kid, I was like, what do you want for Christmas, Mom? I was wanting like juicy details. I was like, what kind of purse do you want? You know, what type of makeup product do you want? Like, give us the tea. Like, do you want a diamond? Like, give us the 411. And this bitch would always be like, sorry, she's not a bitch. I love her. Shout out Kelly. She would always be like, I just want like my kids and my family to be happy and healthy. And I'm like, that is so wholesome and cute of you, but like, give me the tea. Like, what do you want from Nordstrom, girlie? Like, I want the materialistic items. I want you to tell me what you want, because most of all, dad's asking me and I need to tell dad, because he doesn't know what the fork you want, which probably is, you know, that's a little thing that probably is, that's a red flag right there. You know, like, that probably led to their divorce. No, I'm kidding. It probably actually didn't lead to their divorce, but dads need help during the holidays. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, my mom, that's the other thing that's like slightly depressing. Oh my gosh. Is like, not to put my dad on blast, but like, he just does not, he's not a girl. Like, he doesn't know how to decorate, how to make like a home warm and fuzzy for the holidays. Like, it feels very empty when I go home. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, his girlfriend is amazing and she helps like with the decorating, but like, he doesn't understand that like the whole point of the gift giving process is like, it's fun to open up a gift and for it to be a surprise. And like, I don't even care what it is. It's just like the fact, thinking about like my dad shopping for something is like so cute. Like, my mom is so good with like the wrapping and like the bows, and like, she's like really goes in and like tries to get stuff that like my brother and I actually want or will actually use. My dad is just like, here's your stocking, here's some money. I'm like, I don't want money. complaining. I want a cute, like, wholesome gift. And it sounds so stupid. Like, I don't want to complain about it because it's like, I'm grateful. But women really bring the flair to things, and they really bring like the wholesome, like the cute Christmas or holiday traditions. Maybe I should just do a better job of teaching my dad those things. I guess I've never really told him this. So maybe I should teach him, like, hey, like, it's cute when we have like a family tradition, or like, maybe I'll start like decorating cookies with him or something. I'm trying to think of something he will like. He likes eating the cookies. I don't know if he'll like decorating them, but it's a new year. Everyone's healthy. We do have the ability to make it fun and to start our own new traditions, because these are the cards that we have been dealt with. So yeah, that's how I'm approaching the holiday season. And if you're lonely, just know you're not the only one, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast, and we're going to make the most out of it. 2024 is going to be a awesome ass year. Like, 2024 is that girl. And I can't wait to start the year, because I love a fresh start, but also I just feel like great things are coming for all of us in 2024. And why not get ahead of the game and start now with our habits and routine and, you know, doing a little challenge to wrap up the end of the year in a perfect little bow. So yeah, that's how I'm approaching the season. And let's get into some gifts I'm going to be buying for my friends and family this season. So if you're my friends or you're my family, please stop listening right now. Okay, so I asked you guys some questions on Instagram. Be sure to follow me at TK's Juicy Polls. The first question is, oh, I love hearing about people's family traditions. So I'll tell you about mine. This one sucks because it was so forking fun, but now it's ruined because my parents are divorced. So I'm trying to figure out like how to bring it back. Basically, every year, like since I was probably in middle school, every year my family would have a big Christmas Eve party. And it was awesome because it was like my actual friends that would come and their parents, like all family friends came. And we would always have a massive ping pong tournament in our basement. And it was so fun to look forward to that because, I don't know, sometimes we all have those like extended family members that you're like, oh, I don't really want to be with them during this time, or like, you know, I'd rather be hanging out with my friends. So the Christmas Eve was so fun to kick off all of the holiday festivities because it was like we were spending time with our actual friends. But now my parents are divorced. So I'm like, is there a way where I could convince maybe my dad to host the Christmas Eve party again and then somehow get him to be able to invite my mom? Like, that is a stretch. Maybe I will try that. Or maybe I just need to find a new Christmas Eve tradition. Normally we spend Christmas Eve with my mom and then Christmas Day with my dad, which I guess that does work. But the Christmas Eve party was so fun. I don't know. I need to marinate on that. But a personal holiday tradition that I have every year is, well, I guess doing Vlogmas, but also it is hosting my cookie decorating competition. I love a competition. I'm just a competitive gal. Like, I love a game. I love a challenge. And last year, I gave the winner a $100 bill. And then if I won, I got to keep my money, which was lit. So why do I keep saying lit? This is so weird. I never say lit. So this year, I definitely want to do the cookie decorating competition again. But I think I need to get ahead of the game and order more supplies, because the more fun things and tools I have, the more fun the cookie decorating is. And this year, I want to have a day where not only I have a cookie decorating competition, but I bake a plethora of cookies and deliver a little plate of all of the cookies I made to friends and family, because I think that's really cute when people do that. And I remember when our like friends and family would drop off cookies or like things like that to us. So I'm like, maybe I'll take matters in my own hands this year and start new traditions like the baking day and delivering all the cookies. I feel like that would be really fun. Maybe I could do that when I'm home because my dad has like a bigger kitchen than I do, but I might do it in LA too. That could be a fun thing. Although everyone would want like gluten-free vegan cookies. So I don't know that would be as fun. Like in Indiana, no one gives a shit about gluten, dairy, anything. But in LA, that would be a little bit more challenging. So we'll figure that out. I'm trying to think if there's any other actual holiday traditions we have. We always go to my grandpa's on Christmas Day. We go to my grandpa's in Gosport, Indiana. Small ass town in Indiana. Like literally, you guys, there's one main street. Like it's tiny. So that's always a tradition. And we like spend it with my dad and my extended family, like his sisters and my cousins and whatever. But I think this is my sign. I think I need to be the ringleader and start new traditions because, again, I think my parents are just kind of waiting to, for me, because I'm the firstborn, to like take the lead because they don't want to overstep on each other's toes. That's one thing I'm really grateful for as far as having divorced parents is like they don't like hate each other. Like they can be in the same room. They can have conversations. They respect each other enough to like respect each other's time that is spent with us. And they're very like low-key and laid back with that. So I think they just let us decide. And I'm a natural firstborn child. Like I'm the one that'll take the lead on what we're going to do. So I need to figure out my game plan with that. I will say it is a weird feeling though when you're like the child taking the lead. Like I miss when my parents would take the lead. Maybe I just need to tell them that. I need to be better at communicating that. Because how can they know my needs when I'm not communicating them? This feels like a therapy session at this point. This is crazy. Okay, what's my go-to dish / dessert to bring to a potluck? Okay, funny enough, I am really good at making a salad. I know that's obviously the quite opposite of a dessert, but I'm really good at making like a yummy, hearty salad, and that's like my go-to when it comes to a side. I also love bringing a charcuterie board. I feel like I have a creative eye. I can make it look really pretty and appetizing at the same time. I like to add a little flair to things on the charcuterie. As far as dessert, I don't really have a go-to dessert. But, oh my God, I just remembered this. My mom makes this forking fantastic dessert. And I will try and link the recipe below. It's like a pie. It's like an Oreo crust. But instead of a pie, the inside is peppermint ice cream. And you guys, this dessert is so good. I'm going to make it this year. I'm definitely going to make it. I think it's just crushed Oreos and butter and it makes a crust. And then it's like in a pie dish and or pie pan or whatever the fork you call it. And then you like spread peppermint ice cream throughout the entire thing. And you guys, it is so good. Not mint chocolate chip. It's specifically peppermint. It's literally red. It's like red and pink. And it has little like crushed candy canes in it. You guys, it is the best dessert of all time. Also, I just am a minty, chocolatey girly. So that's why I love it. But yeah, I guess that would be my dessert. I would ask my mom for the recipe and then make it and then just act like that was my claim to fame. But I don't really have a go-to dessert. So let me know if you guys have any recommendations. What are you most looking forward to this season? I'm looking forward to grinding, honestly. I feel like this year I have traveled so much, which has been so awesome and literally a dream. Like I've never had a job where I've been able to travel as much as I did this year. Like you guys, I literally, let's just walk through where I went this year because it's bananas. Started the year off in Aspen, then went to South Africa, Vegas twice, Hawaii, to Coachella, so Palm Springs, Italy for a month. Then had the staycation for my birthday in LA, Florida, the Outer Banks to Miami, Vegas again for work. Then went to Alabama, Indiana. Am I about 13? Santa Barbara, going to Temecula this weekend, then going to Indiana, then going to San Francisco / Sonoma, then going to Nashville, then going home. Guys, that's literally like, did I just say 19 places? Am I crazy? I think I said 19 places. That is bananas. Like, that's literally a dream. I feel so corny saying this, but I'm like, I'm blessed. Like, what? I don't know what else to say. Like, that's crazy. I have always had like a full-time 9-to-5 job. So this is like new territory to me or like a newfound freedom. And I feel like I fully took advantage of it this year. And I'm so grateful with the year that I had. And I had an absolute blast traveling the world. And I feel like I made a lot of strides personally and with like self-growth and working on me and like mentally getting stronger. But I feel like I didn't progress nearly as far in my like career or my work that I wanted to. So I'm excited, honestly, like, because December is like the final, obviously it's the last month in the year, but it's like the final last quarter as well. So that's when like, I feel like everyone gets paid the most. It's because brands are using their end of year budgets. You know, that's when like we get last minute brand deals and just ads are higher on YouTube videos and whatever. So I'm just really excited to grind and like finish the year strong. And more importantly, start the year strong, because normally I'm like burnt out by this point. So yeah, I'm just trying to get ahead of the game, and that's what I'm looking forward to is grinding and spending time with my family. I feel like luckily I got to spend a lot of time when I just went home after Matt and Patricia's wedding. I got to spend a lot of time with them there, but they were both working nonstop and I was kind of working nonstop. So it'll be fun for them to have time off to actually like spend together and do activities together. And then for New Year's, I think I'm trying to convince my mom to come to LA and we'll just have like a cute little health and wellness weekend or week. So I might try and do that too, which could be a lot of fun because she hasn't been here in a while. And I didn't even realize I hadn't seen my parents for the entire year until I just saw them in October. So that was probably like the longest I've gone without seeing them. So I'm just going to take advantage spending time with them. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it. And it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. Next question is, do you like the holidays being smushed together at the end of the year? I mean, I guess. I feel like I'm indifferent to it. I'm like, this is just how it is. Like, I can't change it. So it's not really fair to have an opinion on it. But yeah, I guess it's a nice way to like decompress so you can start the year off strong. Sure. What is your wish list of items that are at multiple price points? That's a great question. Honestly, I've been obsessed with Skims right now. So like the shirt that I'm wearing, this blue long sleeve, I think it's the Fits Everybody collection. I just love Skims. Like I love the basics. I find that I've been wearing them all the time ever since I purchased these in October. So anything from Skims, I'm going to be asking or wishing for. I love Ralph Lauren. That's more of an expensive price point. I love Le Labo perfume. That's a more expensive price point. I'm kind of at the age where I'd rather get like one or two things that are more on the expensive, like quality side versus like a plethora of just inexpensive things. Oh, I do want the Dyson Airwrap, but I think I might buy that for myself on Black Friday. I'm not sure. I really want the Dyson Airwrap. That's really expensive. I just went to the Camp Frenchie brand trip and I love their products. I'm obsessed with their body wash. It's such a good, affordable price. So that I think that's those are great products to get like in-laws, like significant others, sister or like family members, like your mom, like stocking stuffers, like especially if you need to help like your dad get his wife or girlfriend or whatever things, like Frenchie is such a good stocking stuffer. I'm obsessed with them. It's called Being Frenchie is the brand. They sell it at Target. I love that. I'm looking for a new pair of white sneakers that are just a little bit more on like the luxury side, like an elevated Air Force One. So I've been looking at like Common Projects. I've been looking at like Golden Goose. I don't know that I'm a Golden Goose girl. Those are more luxury. But oh, I've been obsessed with Patrick Ta. I only own one, I think, blush from him. So I'm going to ask for a few Patrick Ta products. Can't go wrong with a Sephora gift card. Can't go wrong with any like appliance. I feel like for Christmas, I love like, honestly, a great thing to ask for is like a new knife set or a toaster. I love the Smeg toasters. I think those are super cute. Or like a toaster oven. I think the Dyson vacuum, that's like the smaller, like less heavy duty one. I think that's a great gift. I think Adidas Sambas are super cute, or Uggs. Those are always a great gift. This year for my dad and brother, I'll probably get my dad some more like stylish things because I feel like he like lacks style. So maybe I'll get him like a few nice shirts from like Lululemon, maybe a new pair of shoes. My mom's always so fun to shop for. Like I'll probably get her some Skims things, or like I feel like she's so fun to shop for because she's just basically likes what I like. And then my brother's also fun to shop for. I'll probably get him some like a t-shirt or something from Ralph Lauren. I love getting my family the teddy bear stuff. Like I'm wearing the teddy bear sweater right now. My family's obsessed with the Ralph Lauren teddy bear. So I think that's super cute. I think home decor is really cute, like from Jonathan Adler or Amazon. Like I will link my Amazon storefronts down below. Like I have a whole gift guide on there. Things under $100, things, gifts for your mom, gifts for your brother, gifts for your dad. Just look at the Amazon storefront. Favorite holiday drink. I'm going to be basic and go ahead and move forward with saying the peppermint mocha. Like it just slays. And I love chocolate and mint. So honestly, that sounds so good right now. Like I literally want one. I wish I had one right now. Favorite cheesy Xmas movie on Netflix. Okay, I'm going to cheat here because I don't know what is on Netflix, but my favorite Christmas movies are obviously Elf. That's number one. I love The Holiday and I love Home Alone. Elf is the best though, like by far. Are you going on any big family trips? Unfortunately, no. My original idea for the holidays was to go on a family trip, but I know my dad wanted to stay in town and be with his dad because his dad's really old and just wants to like spend every moment with him. And then my mom and brother and I were going to go on a trip, but it just like, honestly, it feels awkward. Like I don't mean to complain. I'm just telling you the reality. Like it feels awkward traveling with just like one parent and my brother. Like we were going to go on a trip, but then we felt guilty like not being with our dad during the holidays. So we're not going. Also, it's just really expensive to travel during the holidays. And I don't know, we just ended up not going, but I hope we plan a family trip in the summer or something because we haven't been on one in a while. And it's just a good way to spend, like make awesome memories with your family. But if you guys have any family trips, have the blast. And I'm jealous. I wish I was going on a family trip. Are you going home for Thanksgiving and Christmas? I am going home for both and we're going to make the most of it. Indiana, it's going to be lit. Oh my God, I keep saying lit. This is crazy. I've never said lit this much in my life. That's probably a lie, but oh, I will say, oh my gosh, my favorite Thanksgiving tradition is every Wednesday before Thursday on Thanksgiving, my family friend Libby and one of my best friends, her family hosts this thing. This is like a Midwest thing. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, they have this thing in the Midwest called Blackout Wednesday. And it's where everyone goes out like from your hometown on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then everyone's like hungover and like hungry, and then you eat obviously with your families on Thanksgiving. So that is my favorite tradition when it comes to Thanksgiving. I'm also like not really a Thanksgiving person. I think the food is kind of like bleh. I know that's like a controversial take, but whatever. So yeah, I'm really excited for that because it's always a blast, and I'm not exactly sure yet, but Libby's been teasing me about inviting one of my crushes. Or it was like my old crush from like years and years and years ago. And I like haven't seen him in forever. And so we'll see if that happens. Maybe I find the love of my life on Blackout Wednesday. That could be fun. But anyway, it's super fun because all of my family friends get together and we drink and have a grand old time and catch up. And then we go out to the bars. And like, I'm not kidding you, like everyone in the Midwest like goes out to the bars and it's popping on Wednesday. So that will be really fun. I literally forgot about that. That's going to be so fun. And then I'm going on Thanksgiving to my cousin's house and we are doing a big like meal there. It's more like a lunch. We do our Thanksgiving kind of early. I want to say we do our meal at like noon or one. And it's really fun because my cousin has a bunch of little kids. So I'll get to like be a little babysitter for the day, which is fun. And then I'm not sure what I'm going to do with my mom on Thanksgiving day. It'll be in the evening. Maybe we'll go to a movie or like watch something together. Or like, I don't know. We need to make plans. So yeah, that will be fun. And then for Christmas, I already kind of explained that we do Christmas Eve with my mom, Christmas Day with my dad. But it's like nothing is like fully set in stone. Like this could change. What is a tradition you want to carry on with your kids? I think that's a great question. The traditions I grew up with are a lot different than the traditions I have now. Like I obviously want to like bake cookies and put out little carrots for reindeer and like do that with my children and like, you know, do the whole night before Christmas stuff. Like when I was growing up, my grandpa would call my brother and I every Christmas Eve and he would act like Santa Claus because he literally sounds like Santa Claus. Like he's this old guy. And so he would call us and be like, ho, 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 like I'm on my way to your house type thing. Like you guys need to go to bed before we land the sleigh on the roof. Like he was committed to the bit. And he also would normally come over and read us the night before Christmas. And you guys, I'm not kidding you. Like this man sounds like Santa Claus, like verbatim. So I definitely want to do that with my kids, like have my dad call and like act like Santa. Like that could be funny. I also like grew up with there being like the half eaten cookies and carrots, but not only that, but a note left from Santa. So my parents would always like write like in chicken scratch, like a note from Santa. Like he was like, thanks for the cookies or whatever. And that was really cute. That's something I want to do. And then honestly, I would love to be the host of a Christmas Eve party growing up. Like I think that would be a tradition I would love to continue. And I love the cookie baking and decorating. I mainly just like the decorating because I'm an artsy girl and I love the competition behind it. So yeah, I love like icing a cookie. Like that is heaven to me. That's super fun. Next question is, thoughts about gingerbread houses. Does anybody actually eat them? I don't really think anybody eats them, but you know what I saw on TikTok last year, which maybe I'll do this. See, this could be my new tradition. I don't know, though. I saw last year this family hosted like a huge gingerbread house competition. And I'm not kidding you. Like the winner won like $1,000. It's like something insane. But like when I tell you they had the most insane like decorations and creativity behind it, like I remember seeing it on TikTok being like, this is insane and looks so fun. So that could be a fun tradition to start doing. But thoughts on gingerbread houses? I think it's a fun activity to do, but do I think it's like the best thing in the world? Like, no. The thing is like it's the people that make it fun. Like we could literally be doing anything. Like the competition or activity could be anything, but it's like, are the people that you're inviting, are they going to be into it? Because if they're not into it, then it's not fun. Like you can spend all the money in the world, but like if the people that show up aren't into it, then it's not fun. So it goes back to what I say basically every time on this podcast. It's like, it's you are who you surround yourself with. And it's like, if you're not surrounding yourself with people who are fun and are like down to clown and want to go in on this gingerbread competition, then like it's not going to be fun, even if you spend a lot of money. Like you don't have to spend money to have fun. White elephant gift ideas. Oh my gosh, this is such a good question. Okay, I'm kind of here for like a good ass white elephant gift. Like I'm kind of over like the gag gifts. I'm more of the type that wants to come in with a gift that I want to end up with from White Elephant. So some things I'm thinking like on the top of my head, like I feel like normally White Elephants are like under $50, $30, or $20. So like one thing that I would probably do is like, I'm thinking like my Stanley, like a good white elephant gift is like something generic you use every day. So like I use my Stanley every day, a phone case, an AirTag. Like an AirTag is a genius white elephant gift. Are they kind of expensive though? I'm not exactly sure. Maybe even like a gift card, like an Uber gift card, a Postmates or Uber Eats gift card, a DoorDash gift card, a really nice like lip product, like the Summer Fridays lip butter I'm thinking of, Being Frenchy products. I'm literally thinking of them again. I love their stuff. Amazon has a lot of sunglasses that are like so chic and really cheap. That would be fun. I've never gotten that for a white elephant gift. That could be fun. They have a lot of designers dupes too, which would be cool. Maybe like a sick like adult coloring book, a journal, maybe like a smut book, like a juicy Colleen Hoover book. That could be funny. Or like a stack of a bunch of books. Ooh, I love wine wicks candles. Those are like some of my favorite candles to buy because they're like sustainable and they smell so good and they're really good price. I think a wine wicks candle is a great white elephant gift. And then the next question was gifts to get boys. God, this is hard. Honestly, it just kind of depends what they're into. Like if they're into golf, get them golf shit. If they have a favorite sports team, you know, maybe get them some merch. If they're really into health and wellness, you could always like invest in like a new like workout gear or workout shoes or like an Apple Watch or protein shit. Like, I don't know. It just kind of really depends on what they're into. Like I love giving gifts that are meaningful. I also love getting guys clothes because I feel like I have better style than most of the guys that I'm into. So normally I shop for them at like Zara or Ralph Lauren, or sometimes H&M has really good stuff, or like ASOS. Guys love shoes. I feel like shoes are a great gift for guys. If they're into like steak or grilling or like anything like that, you could get them a cast iron skillet. Like that's a great gift. You could get them really expensive, like flaky salt. I don't know. Some guys are into that shit. If it were like my ideal guy, like I would probably be getting him like, let me really think here. Like obviously Lululemon has a ton of good stuff. I keep thinking Ralph Lauren. I would probably do that. There's also like awesome cologne you can get. Le Labo has amazing cologne. I have a whole gift guide on this, so you can look on my Amazon storefront. Women are the easiest to shop for. They're just so fun to shop for. Men are just more boring. They also love their golf shit. So golf balls, a new pair of clubs, a new golf bag. Athletic greens, that's a good gift. Especially if they're into like health and wellness or they listen to like the Huberman Lab. Like they eat that shit up. I think it's really cute when you're like a girlfriend and you get them like kind of a themed gift. So you get like a basket full of like, if they're into health and wellness, you get them those types of things. If they're into like, I'm like, what are guys into? If they're into gambling, like it's like that. Like I like a little theme and I always like to do a few little things that are like wrapped really cute. So yeah, most guys are pretty low maintenance. I feel like I'm not into the type of guy that is going to like not like the gift I give him. Like that's not, if I had a boyfriend and he was like, this isn't very cute, I'd be like, I just got the ick. Like he's going to like whatever I buy him. So yeah, plus you know your significant other best. So you know what they like and what their interests are. You can always get them like a cute little photo, something romantic like of you guys. Or you can get like a date night, like you can get them concert tickets. I love getting concert tickets for people because it's fun for you to experience with the other person. Like 2 years ago, I got Ashley those Coldplay tickets. And even though we just went to the concert, like it was so fun to be able to go with her and like experience the whole concert together and like reminisce on like the whole gift giving experience. And it was just such a fun activity and like something to look forward to. And now I have that awesome memory with her. And I think it's also fun to do that with like parents. Like I got my mom Elton John tickets, I think it was 2 years ago as well. And that was super fun. Like we got to go to Elton John together. And now that's a fond memory of us like being in LA going together. Like I love gifts that are experiences, but like you actually have to get the ticket. Like you can't just be like, freebie pass to whatever, blah, 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 because I feel like that shit never happens. Or like free back massages. like I think it's better when you actually buy the ticket or like you buy the experience. So you're like, oh, we're getting massages together. Oh, we're like going to your first staycation. Oh, we're going to this concert or this comedy show or like this live show, this podcast, live podcast. That's a good thing to get a girl is a ticket to the Call Her Daddy shows, although they're already sold out. But that shit looks like a blast. So yeah, maybe I'll do that for like my brother or something this year. Clearly I haven't purchased any gifts, so we're going to figure that out. Oh my gosh, this question is so random, but I'm going to answer it because it's fun. Fork, marry, kill, football, poppy, and red lipstick. This is crazy. Okay, I think I'm going to marry red lipstick. I think I'm going to fork football and kill poppy. Like, I'm so sorry, poppy. I literally love you so much, but like I can live without it. I don't think I could live without, I definitely couldn't live without red lipstick. And then I don't think I could live without football. Like, I could, but, like, it's just so fun. I love going to a football game. Okay, last question is, favorite gift to give the girlies? Genuinely, anything from Skims. Like, that is my go-to this year. Skims. Like, that's what I'm going to be getting my friends because just everyone's obsessed. And it's, like, a staple. And they're staples that everyone can wear. Like, last year I got my mom, like, the PJs, the robe, I think some underwear, and they have like amazing gift sets on Skims and they ship out pretty quickly. So that's what I'm doing. I also love to give the gift, the Skinny Confidential ice roller just because I think it's cheeky. I think it's fun. It is, I think, too expensive in my opinion, but it is a great gift. Like I wouldn't necessarily buy it for myself because it's so expensive. I'd just buy an Amazon one, but for a gift, it's like feels luxe and it's like, it works. It works better probably than any ice roller out there, but it's not like it's like life changing. Like I do think it's a little overpriced, but it's really cute. So I think they're in Nordstrom this year too, which is awesome. So that's the 411 on the holiday season. It's going to be a great end of the year. I'm really excited for all of us and we're taking charge this year. We're not going to be lonely, stressed, anxious girlies. We're taking matters into our own hands and going to make it fun. Even if it's like a health and wellness or just like self-isolation, like working on you, watching your favorite shows, like whatever it is you need to do to take control and have a great holiday season, great rest of the year, do that. Like be selfish. Now is the time. Enjoy spending time with your friends and family and loved ones. And if you have a boyfriend, just know I'm jealous. Like you are living the dream. And if you don't, it's totally fine. Your time will come. This year is for the single girlies. And just know I'm in the same boat. And it's going to be fine. And we're going to spend time with our family and make new traditions. So cheers to that. And be sure to make someone else's day this week. I love you guys. Talk soon.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.